This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. In his new graphic novel, Off Season, cartoonist and author James Sturm charts the narrative of one couple trying to cope with the bewildering unraveling of their marriage and to the equally, at least to them, bewildering political landscape of the 2016 presidential election. It's riveting, raw, and, well, depressing, but in the way that deeply depressing things can still be very worth reading. James Sturm is also the co-founder of the Center for Cartoon Studies in White River Junction, and he joins me now from VPR studio in Norwich. James, it's a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks, Jane. Thanks for having me on to talk about the book.
I gave you a sense of how I see the sort of overarching narrative of the book, but how would you describe it?
I think you're in the right ballpark. I mean, everybody's going to have their own read on it. Certainly, it's infused with a degree of melancholy, like my favorite comic strip, Peanuts, for instance. it has like a sadness at its center, but hopefully there's also a playfulness and an – I don't know. I feel like there's an optimism there as well. It's about a couple really desperately trying to find their way back to each other as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you think in drawing your characters as humans with dog-like heads, you sort of give people a chance to sympathize with creatures that are maybe more universally sympathetic than humans are, at least,
right,
or to sort of open our hearts in that way to the story without siding one way or another too quickly?
Yeah, it definitely takes it makes it a little more playful, for sure. It's funny because I've just started doing some interviews and press about the book. And, of course, the question is, why did you make them dogs? I'm getting in every by every interviewer.
Yeah.
And,
are you
know,
rethinking that choice now?
Yeah. It wasn't really a choice. I just started out, like, a lot of my work in sketchbooks. And in sketchbooks, I often just put dog heads on things as a way just to move forward in the work, is not to worry about what everyone's going to look like, and it's just a placeholder. And the more I kept working on this book, I realized somehow the dogs made sense. So it was sort of an intuitive choice, but now that I've had a little more time to reflect on it, I realize that, you know, these are just masks that we're putting on these characters, and the reason, you know, people wear masks is either, you know, to play or to protect themselves. And I think there's an element of both those things in this book, where people put on masks for those reasons. And for me, kind of diving into subject matter that's pretty fraught, I found having these characters as dog heads sort of distanced me a little bit from it, so I could get even closer to the material, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And it's interesting. There's sort of a play within the play kind of aspect to the book as well, when your characters are talking about a play where other characters are putting on animal heads. So it's sort of animals within animals and masks within masks. And so, yeah, that does make sense. Your main protagonist in one panel is reminded of a painting that he and his wife bought on a trip to the beach several years ago. And she liked it because it was kitschy. He actually thought it was beautiful. And he says, maybe two people liking something for different reasons is only a fight that hasn't happened yet. And that, oof, that was like a little bit of a sucker punch when I read it. Do you believe that to be true, that two people liking something for different reasons is just a fight waiting to happen?
I think it can be true. It doesn't necessarily have to be true.
Very diplomatic.
Yeah. I don't know what else. For that character, it seems like it's truth. I think oftentimes when we're going, you know, people have their own personal off seasons, whether it's, you know, an illness in the family or going through a separation, losing a job. And I think that just colors how you see the world for that period of time. And, you know, for this character, Mark, the narrator, certainly it's all being filtered through this lens.
So this book, this story was first serialized in Slate. And, you know, it's a beautiful story to read all at once. And I was thinking about it as I read it, like, oh, I don't know how the experience would have been different if I had to pause and come back to it, you know, multiple times and wait for the next sort of piece of the story. You know, we live in this sort of binge consumption society. How do you think it played differently to an audience reading it in sort of real time as the political season was unfolding compared to people who are reading it now all as one piece?
Yeah, oh, I think it's a very different reading experience. I should add that maybe less than half of the material is what appeared on Slate. And even that material I reworked and added chapters between existing chapters to make it work as a book.
Hmm.
And reading something online with the constant distractions and that kind of browser environment invites are very different than this beautifully produced book that you kind of sit down and there's nothing to link through as you sit and read it. And hopefully it casts its own little spell.
I was reading an early review of the book in Paste magazine by Hillary Brown, and you've probably seen this review, but she is saying that it may have played better when it first came out and is writing about that sort of serialized version of it and saying, quote, "At the time, Sturm's empathetic portrayal of a construction worker who had loved Bernie but couldn't quite vote for Hillary would have seemed more palatable as a way of trying to understand the blue-collared dudes whose masculinity was threatened due to their economic hardships. But in the light of early 2019, following studies that showed economic anxiety was actually higher among Clinton voters than Trump voters, and that the latter were far more focused on immigration issues, it's a harder sell."
Hmm.
I focused more on the marriage than on the politics when I was reading it. But how do you see it, and how do you see what she's saying there about the different time period, even in this short time period that this book is coming out in now?
Well, since some of the book was written kind of in real time through that election season, you don't have that kind of hindsight. So you're really trying to do is just pay attention to what is happening at that moment and how people are feeling at that moment. And I'm actually grateful for that opportunity because you're not going back and revising it as you would, to fit the, to fit the information that comes later.
Mm.
I'm glad you brought that up. I feel the political thing is an interesting aspect of it. But I had actually started the book a year before the 2016 election season, and it was about this couple trying to work their way back to one another. So that to me is the real core of this couple who there's a panel in it where they take their wedding vows and they're trying to get back to that place where they can kind of renew those vows. I think in I think two out of the last three chapters, it actually ends with them saying "I do"
mm-hmm.
To each other. So I think they're trying very hard. And then of course, once it got set during the election season, I couldn't help but think about these pledges that we take. I pledge allegiance to the flag, and what does that mean? In terms of us as citizens, and how do we cross that political divide as well?
One of my absolute favorite novels is also about the disintegration of a marriage. And I wouldn't say yours is disintegration exactly, because as you said, they're trying to come back to each other. But it's William Styron's Lie Down in Darkness, which just is so depressing but so brilliant in the insight into people's patterns and how they can be trying to get back to one another and just can't make it happen.
Mm.
And in your book, I see it sort of the same way. As this omnipotent observer, I can see where they're going wrong and you want to say, just do it this way.
Mm.
But they're too close. And I'm wondering how you got so inside that crumbling relationship to sort of report out for the rest of us?
Well, I've seen a lot of friends. I'm at a certain age where I've seen a lot of friends go through divorces and separations and some amicable, but many very messy. And it's just, part of what's going on right now, I guess, and seeing that out there.
James Sturm's new graphic novel is called Off Season. I really enjoyed reading it, James. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Jane.
And James will be at the Center for Cartoon Studies on February 14th, Valentine's Day. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing for the book launch of Off Season. The event is free and starts at 4:00.